Good morning, everybody. Thanks a lot for allowing me to be here in this way. And thanks so much to Ed and everybody else who made things work at short notice when I was sick today. So this is going to be a wee little sermon because Ed said so much that was eloquent in the reflection. I just wanted to turn our attention to UUCPA, which we're celebrating this week. All that we are and try to be as a community to each other and to the wider world, in the wider world. It's a place where we seek to speak love as imperfectly as imperfect people do. This is what we are trying to do together. And we're also learning to speak love. Learning here to speak love in our wider community, to our family and to our friends, of course, and out in the world in all the ways that love shows up. I think of this as our workshop, our laboratory, our studio where we practice together and try to learn how to be all that we want to be, so that we can, at moments like Ed's lovely moment with the rattled cashier. Love can come out in us. Love, of course, can mean so many things: care and affection and friendship. And then for total strangers, just making sure that what happens to them matters to us, and that we take it into account as we choose our own words and actions. And speaking can mean many different things. It can take many different forms. It can be listening. It can be defending somebody or giving something, cooking for somebody, or just showing up and being present. All of those things are ways that we speak with our words and our deeds. So I thought, since we're celebrating UUCPA with our stewardship week, and it's a time to just reflect on what are we trying to do as a community, and how do we all help make that happen, and what have we taken away from what we've learned in this community? I realize this might be your very first day, in which case, this may be a time of more listening, than speaking for you, or a time of more a hope than anything that you can identify in the past. But I thought we could all turn to one another right now, pick to something next to you. I realize all these exercises are very difficult if a noisy room is difficult for you. But we do have the lobby, so I offer that as a good place to go if the bustle of a lot of people talking is just too much for you. Please do that. And talk to the person next to you and listen to what they say about two things. I'm putting them in the Zoom chat as well. A time that someone at UUCPA has demonstrated love for you through something they have said or done. And a time that you have said or done something more loving, could be here, could be elsewhere, because of something that you learned at UUCPA. How has love been spoken to you here? And how have you learned to speak love out in the world? Let's take a few minutes to do that with the folks, with somebody next to us right now, and make sure both people have a chance to speak. I'll give us about 4 or 5 minutes for that. So, everybody, thank you. I see that, as is often the case, by bringing this to a close, we interrupted lots of good conversations. So stay for lunch and carry them on. Talk to somebody else who didn't you didn't get to hear from yet. Thank you. And we had wonderful examples here on Zoom, and it's really inspiring to hear about the love that people have witnessed and practiced out in the world. It's a blessing.